The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm President Doug Steffen. Here's Vice President Rich McFadden.
No.
And Secretary of State Ken Kessler.
Oh, I want to be Secretary of State.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can be Secretary of State. Ken, you want to be Vice President?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
President Doug Steffen, Vice President Ken Kessler, Secretary of State Richard McFadden.
That's
here
me.
To serve you on the Good Day Program. Lots of coverage today. You will see a lot of pictures, a lot of video of those burned houses, burned cars, the aftermath of that 60-square-mile wildfire destroyed hundreds of homes in Northern California. There are two different fires you'll hear about, maybe more than that now. Would you just tell me about them setting it? I think they're setting fires to stop the fires.
They're showing, they're showing coverage of it, and they're trying to surround the fires with other fires that they can contain. So
right, that's how it's amazing.
This is amazing. 1,000 homes, 20,000 people.
Yep.
And I think I've only heard that one person has died.
Yeah. Well, you know
how amazing
they know
is
what's
that?
Happening.
100,000 acres.
Yeah. That's as long as you're talking about numbers. The number of people that have become refugees this year, there's all kinds of interest, all kinds of reporting, all kinds of numbers being flown around. Remember I said at the beginning, the Germans are going to be the toughest, and they are. The Germans are not, no foolishness with them. They have set up border checks on the Austrian side to limit the number of asylum seekers who are coming in. The Syrians going to Europe, we've heard the stories of the last 3 or 4 weeks, not being able to get out of Hungary, trains are stopped at Budapest, and so there are some people just walking, and they're walking across the border wherever they can. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these refugees, as really, I don't want to say there's no place for them, there's a place for them. But this is not like easy settlement time. There are tent cities going up. There are squatters everywhere. It's really, and that's what the Germans want to avoid. They don't want, you'll notice the Swiss are not taking any, unless I'm wrong on that. Kenny, is there any info that you've seen anywhere?
I haven't seen anything about the Swiss.
Nah,
the
Swiss are not taking any. I'm pretty sure about that. The French are. The Spanish are. The Italians to a lesser extent.
And we'll get 10,000 of them.
And we'll get 10,000 of them here. Yep. So, and we'll get 10,000 more. There's nothing to say that the whole...
Is it like a kid's soccer game? Do we get to pick the 10,000 we want?
No.
Like, okay, I'll
we
take...
Ought to, though.
I'll take Johnny and Abdul and and Mick.
Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. So,
then there's the one that never gets picked, and he's like over standing there waiting.
The story of this mother in Missouri... who kept her children in a cave in a shipping crate.
Yeah.
24-year-old Missouri mother taken into custody after her children were found barefoot, without clothing really, in this crate. They searched the home. Actually, they were looking for a stolen car, and they found this going on in the basement. I believe there's a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. The mental illness that is rampant in this country is unprecedented. And the number of people who have children that have no business having children, it's an amazing thing. You think it's bad. How many of you have encountered going to the supermarket and you see a mother who can't control her child or her children? So she'll yell at them, she'll spank them, she'll shake them. I saw something like that yesterday morning early. I went to the local Vons, and there was a mother dragging, and this is like 6-something in the morning. It wasn't even 7 o'clock yet. And I'm in the Vons. I didn't figure there'd be anybody else. This woman's dragging her children into the Vons. And Vons is a fairly upscale you know, at least in this neighborhood, everything's pretty much upscale. So, you know, my son said to me, why don't you go to that one? There's a Vons across on the other side of Wilshire. The prices are 25 to 30% less because they know they can get it in the neighborhood where I am, and they go to another neighborhood. I didn't realize that supermarkets had that much variety or variable in the prices. I thought pretty much things were standard, but they aren't. I guess that's one.
It's like a gas station. You live in an upscale neighborhood.
Yep.
You're going to pay 30 cents more, right?
Yeah, right. So anyway, this mother was really, I thought, abusive to her children. I would say one was 6, 7 years old. The other one's maybe a little younger than that. And it's just the way, the tone. You know what I'm talking about? You've all witnessed it.
Yeah, sure.
The tone. So how about we talk about something hopefully will be more pleasant. There's a family that exists, and I don't know whether there are more of these or less of them. I really kind of want to know more about these twins. Have you heard this? These are twins who are pregnant with twins. Carrie Bunker and Kelly Wall are twins. And they are, and actually, if you look at a picture of them, they are identical. You can tell by, you know, they really, what's the definition of identical twins? They look like each other. They have each had a set of twins already. So, listen, this is the concept. They are twins. They had a set of twins. That is, both of them have had children already, and they were twins. They are both pregnant again, and they both have twins in them again.
Ugh.
Ugh. Do I need to go through the numbers again? They are twins. They have both had children, and they both had a set of twins. So they have two children apiece between the two of them. They are both pregnant again, and they both have twins again.
That's an issue.
How the thing? Yeah, they're all about the same age. Their twins are three and four, I think, respectively. Think about that. And what your home would be like if you had that situation in your home. Imagine breastfeeding two children at the same time.
I have two sets of friends that have twins.
Yeah.
One was natural, one was in vitro.
Yeah.
And what they went through that first, you know, that first 3 months and then the first three months after that, so the first 6 months, where it's really just, I mean, every 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget my buddy saying, I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy. It is so hard. I mean, they love it and everything, but that first 6 months is just so hard when you have two of them. One starts to fall asleep, the other one starts crying.
You've got to have some husbands that are willing to really help help a lot.
It's tough. I mean, now when they get older, I mean, now they're 13 and 14, each set of twins I know, and it's much easier because, you know, okay, you get the same birthdays, you get the same clothes, you get the same, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But, whew.
Got a lot of hand-me-downs there. Passing of Moses Malone.
Yeah.
I remember him. I'm not a basketball fan. I'm not a sports fan, but I sure remember him. He was most valuable player 3 times, 12-time All-Star. I had that wonderful face about him for whatever.
60 years old.
60, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, 6'10". You know, when you're that big, it's tough for your body to last. Well, it's really tough on your body when you're that big. 6'10", 7 foot. Some of these guys, 7'1". Wasn't it that one of the Czechoslovakian basketball players who was 7'1 or 7'4 or some ridiculous thing, only lived to be 48? Because your blood can't get around your body as well. Mm-hmm. Your bones begin to crumble, and it's just not easy to do that. But
I was shocked to hear that yesterday.
Well, he's a young guy.
Yeah.
Very young guy. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, guys. It's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 $1,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I focused on the officials from the military who are putting a, who are trying to put a sunny spin on the fight against ISIS. Intelligence analysts have been preparing reports for the last week or so that are focused on things not being so good, but the bosses don't like the negativity, so they changed everything. Things are looking good. Really? But things are looking good. And the analysts are calling them out on it. The inspector general is looking at the numbers at the Pentagon and taking them to task. One wonders, when you hear this or you see this, is there anybody in government or anywhere else in business focused on the truth? Or is it all just lying, cheating, stealing? Let's see what we can get away with. It's no wonder we don't believe anything the government says, because most of what our instincts are telling us are right. They're just a lying bunch of SOBs.
Which is why Donald Trump is getting so much
traction.
That's
exactly it, Richie.
Yeah.
100%, because everybody knows that the government is just full of liars and thieves and cheats. And they're in it for their own aggrandizement.
Or it's just the system that makes them have to do it a certain way.
I don't think
they
have to.
They've created a system.
Yeah, but they don't have. They choose to do that. That's their choice. Just like what Kim Davis has done is her choice. 5 days behind bars, refusing to issue the licenses, something that she is legally obliged to do. Will she stand in the way of her deputies issuing licenses yesterday in a lot of churches that are supposedly conservative? There was a lot of talk about her and the upset that people have who are of that persuasion because the public is getting angry at her using that tool, her Christian conservatism, to keep from issuing licenses. And the Christian conservatives say that it gives them a bad name and they don't like it. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, huh? Down the bike, 21 after on Good Day.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Time for the My Three Songs contest here on Good Day at Stake. Nice prize. We'll give you a, we have a sampling kit, a bunch of cedar size cedarwood. Some of the oils that are great when it comes to combating pests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we're going to play snippets from three songs, and I probably don't want to mention the titles because that may give it away. That
it's so easy. You don't need to mention
it's
the titles.
So yeah. Easy, you'll fall in love. So if you know what these songs are all about, what puts them together, you may even after the first one figure it out. Dial this at 888-302-3684 and you win the Cedar Side product, the sampler case. Okay, so let's again snippets first from each of the three songs. First one is by the Bangles. Top five smash in the U.S. and six other countries back to 1986, so you know that song. That's the first of three in the My Three Songs contest. This is number two by Duran Duran.
You should have it by now.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. First one, the Bangles. Second one, Duran Duran. All right. Little action here. Here is the last song in our triumvirate. This is by Mark Chestnut. This song was number one on the country charts in the summer of 93. Mark's third country number one song. He'd have eight more by the end of the 1990s. Song written by Denise Land, who had a long career writing songs for a lot of country people. Roger Miller, the Dixie Chicks, Garth Brooks, Tanya Tucker, the Judds. Also wrote Burning Love for Elvi. But this is a song that fits in our contest here. So I'm going to go back through the songs again just for hecking fun, Richie. Number, are you too busy?
Just another manic Monday.
I like this. This is my favorite of all three of them. Crank it up, will you? These colors on the air, my technical process is working too well, Richie. So you want to go, you want Kathy? Hi, Kathy, where are you?
I'm in Hoquiam, Washington, on the West Coast.
On the West Coast. Is there a, are you talking about that Washington State versus Washington, that District of Columbia, right?
Yeah, the better Washington.
Who wants to be from Washington on the East Coast when you can be from Washington on the West Coast? Yeah. All right, so why are you up at this hour of the morning out there?
I don't know. I woke up early and I thought, oh, I better listen to Duck and the Gang. So turned my radio on and
thank you.
I got in on the contest.
Here we are. All right, so what do these three songs have in common, duh?
Well, they all have in common that it's about Monday.
That's very good. Yes, it is. Manic Monday by the Bangles, New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran, and It Sure Is Monday by Mark Chestnut. So, yes, Kathy, they're all songs about Monday. Yeah, you like all three of them, or which one of the three do you like best?
Well, of course, the Bangles, Doug. The Bangles. I mean,
yeah,
they're the coolest chicks of all.
Are they? Really? The coolest chicks of all. All right, so Kathy, we're going to send you, Richie will get the address and all that good stuff, and we'll send you one of these sample packs of Cedarside great products, and we congratulate you. Thank you for being there this early in the morning. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. When people think of aggressive dogs, certain breeds often come to mind. Having personally worked with over 40,000 myself, it's my belief that 85% of what a pet's temperament turns out to be is directly related to the environment and the people with whom the dog is with. Then why would certain breeds consistently be considered more aggressive than others? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Certain segments of our population are attracted to specific breeds. For example, let's take a look at gang members. Tough gang members are not attracted to poodles, Yorkies, Chihuahuas, and Cocker Spaniels. They want a tough-looking dog, and therefore, many of the so-called aggressive breeds are victimized because of their strength and looks. Their owners make them aggressive. What I try to explain to people, as I said earlier, 85% of what you put in is what you're going to get out. For example, if you were to take one of the so-called aggressive breeds and treat it with a lot of love, hugging, and kissing, you're going to get a great dog. But take that same Cocker Spaniel and abuse it, you're going to have an aggressive Cocker Spaniel. It's not a breed problem, it's a people problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fine on Monday. Pleasant voice, pleasant people. Some things that are going on in the world are pleasant. Some are not so pleasant. With Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. Let's take apart our poll from the weekend at DougStephan.com. We always list the top 10 talk topics of the week on the weekend, and we've told you what order Talkers Magazine, the order of import, Trump's candidacy was number one according to Talkers. So then let's see, I always ask you to tell us for our purposes what's the most important for you, because it may be you have different interests. I'm sometimes in agreement, or it isn't about whether it's right or wrong. It's about what these various stories mean to you. For example, the number one thing was the Trump candidacy, according to research of Talkers, but you're thinking that, according to the poll here, 24% of you said the European migrant crisis was number one. I don't know why, but you tell us what you think. Iran nuclear deal was number two with you at 21%. No, I don't.
Wow.
No. But that's just me. I think in terms of how it affects us, in terms of the impact that this has on us, what this does is teach us a lesson. I think in terms of the European migration situation, it teaches us a lesson on how to handle it, because they're handling it a lot better than we are. They're much more organized. They are drawing a line, and they say, this is it, and we're supervising. Now, granted, the countries are smaller, the borders are smaller. It's easier for them to do it.
Right.
But still, I think they're giving us a good lesson. So with that in mind, Richie, I would agree with it. I thought it was an important story last week, and it continues today, as a matter of fact, continues this week. Let's see here. Okay, after that, the nuclear deal, number two, Trump's candidacy is number three, the anniversary of September 11th, number four. What did you think about what we heard or didn't hear about that over the weekend? After Friday, it seemed to die down, which is appropriate because I think we way overdo it. But did anybody think it was surprising how things quickly died over the weekend and it went back to Donald Trump? and the Kentucky clerk case. Those are the two things that seem to dominate the news cycles this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, no?
I didn't see a whole lot on the Kentucky clerk case. I think that one's done.
Listen to the... it is done, but there was so much rehashing. Maybe I was listening to too much talk radio, and it wasn't good talk radio over the weekend.
It depends what happens today.
Yes.
He goes back to work today.
Right, yeah, and says, I'm not doing this, yada, yada, yada. All right, so anyway, the Miss America pageant over and done with. I don't know why they think these women are attractive. I say that all the time. I just don't get it. Isn't my definition of attractive is Meredith. Maybe you could be Miss America, Mrs. Didn't they used to have a Mrs. America contest, too? What happened to that?
I think for a few years they did.
Yeah, and then it went away. Why? That'd be actually more relevant. This is so irrelevant. The women sound, although this woman seemed to be a cut against. She's just skin and bones. But
Georgia, Betty Cantrell, Miss Georgia.
Didn't she take a different approach, Kenny, to discussing issues? Or she didn't come across as the expectation. You know, they're all very carefully monitored. They're sort of censored. They're taught how to present themselves and kind of what to say. And I don't know that that's the case here with what came out, at least from what I saw. And I must admit to not being that close to it. I don't have any interest in it.
She's beautiful.
You think so?
She's probably skinny, as you always think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
She also thinks that Tom Brady was a cheater.
Yeah. Well, he was. All right.
That's the big thing that came out of the Miss America.
Yeah, Tom Brady's
not the world peace, not saving all the kittens, whatever.
Kenny, you've been quiet on this. Did you pay much attention to this, or just the news stories on it?
I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. The one thing I did really like and picked it as a video of the day today is Miss Colorado, who, while all the other contestants were doing their song and dance things for the talent competition, she came out and basically did a monologue in the scrubs she wears as a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty powerful.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I think that, again, there's something about this stuff that is sexist.
It's, can I tell you why, though? Why we still have this contest?
You can tell me why.
Being married to a Latina,
with
her mother, the Latin mother-in-law, living in the house, this stuff is huge around the world still.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
So while it may not play big here in South America, and the Middle Eastern countries, it plays big. In the Asian countries, it plays big.
Yeah.
So we still do it here so that we can get the ratings over there. And Trump owns the Miss Universe project, and it's a big, big money overseas. It may not get huge ratings here, but it does around the world.
Yep. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, did you watch the Miss America pageant? A, yes, I watch it every year. B, I caught part of it. C, I just saw who won. D, I forget who won or what there was. I haven't watched Miss America in years. Z, and that's where I am on that. Here's a great, great, great story. We trip upon these stories every once in a while. As you know, our conversation here in the morning is about what's going on in the world around us. Some of the things you know a little about. I'm betting you don't know anything about David Perez. And I'm betting you don't know about his neighbor, Richard Dubail.
Nope.
Richard Dubail is 75 years old. He's living in an old house, and he's an older man, not in very good health. But in this old house he lives in, he's got a leaky roof. So he would climb up and down on a ladder to patch the old roof. And his neighbor, David, was watching this. And as he watched him, he became more nervous. And as the man got older, he didn't think it was a good idea. And because he was worried about, you know, there's a dignity that goes to being older. And we don't want to get involved in people's dignity and their feelings about themselves. But David Perez said this guy was getting really shaky. This, by the way, took place in Northern California. He said, David Perez said, you know what? It's so hot. This guy's got a problem. It's time to call in the reinforcements. So he put out a post on Facebook, reaching out to anybody who had roofing experience or roofing tools, anything like that, to help reshingle the roof. He said, I felt sorry for him. I don't have any, one of the posts, I don't have any skills, but I'd like to donate something to help finish. So there were, anyway, there were 1,000 people that shared the post. This is the power of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments was, you're a great neighbor. I wish I was nearby to help. Another replied, this is so sweet of you. It was still something Perez felt needed to be done. They needed some help. And apparently a lot of people agreed. So over the weekend, with the owner's permission, about 20 strangers to this man showed up and put a new roof on his house.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right. It took 5 hours for them to do what they had to do. A lot of help. Some people knew what they were doing. Some people didn't. But that's not the point. The point is that people and their goodness, people in their finest hour, people who really are cool, responded and used social media. I'm using social media now to tell the story of the farm. I'm trying to save it. Some of you may have seen. Kenny, we've posted that. I don't know how we posted the stuff from, I think, Easley, did we not? How do we do that? What did you repost it? Retweet it, that sort of thing. But it tells the story of what we're trying to do there. Create. A lot of you have asked whether I got out of farming, and the answer is no. I just am approaching what I have differently. And in order to stay on the farm or use the farm, idea we've created is, or we're working on, an idea that would sort of create a retreat around the farm, and we would use it to save. It would be a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary. We have 3 barns, and I'm just sort of visualizing this because I did some work on it over the weekend. Cows would be in one barn, horses in another barn, dogs in another barn, and we work to say we're trying to make connections with some of the national chapters of these organizations. So if anybody has any input, any suggestions, any connections with these agencies and would like to help me recreate Easley Farm into a... it's always been a bovine sanctuary. I always have done a lot. I have expertise in the bovine world. Meredith has expertise in the equine world, and we both have expertise in the canine world, so we thought we'd put them all together, because these sorts of things are... I mean, all you have to do is look every day, whether it's on Facebook, the postings that you see, the news, what happens to... It's more a focus on dogs and how to save dogs and, you know, what can happen to dogs because they can be so mistreated. I ran into somebody over the weekend, and we started talking about Michael Vick and how, you know, the whatever happened with him and the dogs has been forgotten. It hasn't been forgotten by me, but a lot of people just forget, and I don't think that's appropriate. They aren't humans, so he didn't abuse any humans. If you're capable of doing that to a dog and you're playing football, chances are you're pretty capable of hurting human beings in one way or another. So,
yeah, but didn't he go to jail and pay his debt?
Right.
You think that's
and
it?
Do you think a human can learn and realize what they've done and go, wow, I was horrible?
I don't know. Did he? Do you feel like he's... Are you sad about Kenny? Whether... I don't know whether you're being facetious or you're being... Whether you're really...
No, I was being serious.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody gives him a pass.
I'm willing to give him at least give him the benefit of the doubt. He went to jail.
All right, but are there others who are around, even if maybe he's not a good example? He's the first one that came to mind as I was having this conversation.
No, I think he's a great example because everybody still holds him up and wants to put him on a cross and just absolutely... kill him.
Hang him high.
Yeah, and Ken's right. He went to jail, and who knows? Maybe his heart has changed. Maybe he's a different person. I don't know. But
well, maybe if I give him the benefit of the doubt, I hope he is. I hope it is. But there are so many people who are not, and you see the results of the mistreatment of these animals every day, and I don't believe that we're any better than
you. You should
are.
Get Michael Vick to work with you.
That's an idea.
You should get him to help you get attention.
What a great
to
idea.
Save dogs.
That's a great idea. How do
nobody wants Michael Vick to be associated with them. But if you said, listen, I've got an opportunity for you to show that you have really changed. Yep. Please help me build this dog
great
sanctuary.
Idea. Richie, that's a great idea. All right, so let's figure out, you guys figure out how to get in touch with him. And that'll be my next call.
Sure, he's not hard.
I'm
sure he's answering the phone.
Help, please help. Yeah. All right, 45 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Here's an important question for parents of young children. Is your child riding in a recalled car seat? Last year, more than 6 million car seats were recalled for a safety defect, yet fewer than half of them were repaired. A new report out from Safe Kids Worldwide, conducted with annual support from the General Motors Foundation, shows that part of the problem is that parents aren't registering their car seats, so they are not getting the automatic alerts from car seat manufacturers when the seat is recalled. Here's Kay Carr from Safe Kids Worldwide.
Registering your child's car seat is the best way for a manufacturer to alert you of a recall and send you the required repair. But registering is just the first task. Parents, take action when a recall occurs to make sure your child and every child has a safe ride.
To find out if your car seat has been recalled or to register your car seat so you can learn about future recalls, visit SaveKids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through September 30th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Well, that was fast.
All right, how about television news, Richie? You've got the television theme. That'd be nice. Sure, let's have a couple of stories here. Jimmy Fallon had Donald Trump on Friday, and it was the best ratings for a Friday broadcast since they started doing the Tonight Show, since Fallon started doing it. Brought in 4.5 million listeners. That's about 1.2 million more than what he normally has. Amazing how these late-night shows have gone down. Johnny Carson would regularly have 8, 10 million viewers, but there was less competition.
Right,
for sure.
It was three channels.
Right, and it was the first time in the week that he'd won. He'd been winning pretty handily, but when Colbert went on Monday, he dominated dominated the ratings Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Tonight Show on Friday took it. As a matter of fact, the guests on Friday over on Colbert were Amy Schumer and Stephen King. Trump's going to visit him apparently in the next week or so. It's very interesting that all the attention being paid to Amy Schumer.
She's on a hot ticket right now.
Yeah, apparently she is. Whitney Houston tours as a hologram next year. I don't know what the heck that's all about. Netflix has Jane Fonda and Robert Redford teaming up on a thing called Our Souls at Night. novel that will be starring Redford and Fonda. Fonda plays Diane Rather in the new journalism drama Truth, controls the fate of the movie and the book. So he wanted to have Jane Fonda with him.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You might want to check out his website, lakecardiology.com, is Ken's office and his practice in Honduras, Florida, outside of Orlando. A lot of people come from all over the South, actually all over the country and all over the world, to get Ken's expertise. So check him out at lakecardiology.com. So he's here with us now to review some of the important medical information from this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Neo 40 and Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a moment after we figure out what's going on that's good from aspirin.
This is from the medical journal Cell. Doug, lately, how do you treat cancer in the 21st century? People ask me often. One promising way, Doug, is with drugs that boost the immune system, so-called immunotherapy. However, certain large tumors such as skin, breast, and bowel cancer cells often produce large amounts of substances called prostaglandin E2. This molecule, it often dampens down the immune system's normal response to attack these faulty cells, which helps cancers to hide. The good news is that simple aspirin stops the production of prostaglandin E2 and helps reawaken the immune system. Combining immunotherapy with aspirin substantially slows bowel and melanoma skin cancer growth in mice compared to immunotherapy alone, and the human studies are awaiting completion to confirm these important results.
All right, so let's drill a little deeper here. Aspirin is something that you suggest patients take if they've had a stroke or you want to prevent a stroke. Take a baby aspirin every night before you go to bed. There are some people who say it's too strong, it upsets your stomach, blah, blah, blah. So what are we really to believe here? It sounds like there's much more good to be had. had by taking an aspirin a day than not.
Well, this report is not one yet that we can actually use to make specific recommendations for humans, because the results are in not humans. They're in my, it's a mouse study, but the studies are coming soon. This is a very hopeful study, and I think that the study will come out and probably confirm this, and then we can make some recommendations about cancer. But using aspirin, which we now do use to lower the risk of circulation issues, is a whole different issue.
All right. Next, and I always love it when I have the same problem all the time. You got all these computer screens, and something comes up, and bingo.
Well, I'm a real doctor, and
somebody needs your help. All right, so we'll hurry this up.
It's okay. We're okay.
All right, let's spend a few seconds on this report about stress at work and why it's so bad.
Doug, this is in the Medical Journal Behavioral Science and Policy Association. It's a review of 228 studies on workplace stress, and it's keying in on 10 factors found that work is as bad for your health. Stress at work is as bad for your health as exposure to secondhand smoke. This study also revealed that work-family conflict more than doubles the likelihood that employees will experience self-reported mental health problems and increase risk of physical health by more than 90%.
All right, so this is a word to the wise. Get a job you like. And that's Richie, stop creating so much stress on the job. Will you please?
I apologize for that.
All right. Dr. Ken tells us now why it's a good idea for you to be signed up, if you will, for Neo 40 and Super Beats. What's the story, Ken?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and social performance, as well as sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I've finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beets is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation maintain its nice, good health. Super Beets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Super Beets and Neo 40, 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Buy two boxes of Neo 40, you get a free 30-day supply at Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get Neo 40, Super Beets, 800-655-4183.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.